This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is needed to protect Britain's integrity. As the EU steps up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to impose a food blockade between Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, "Let's make the EU take their threats off the table." British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating the Internal Markets Bill, which one minister has said would violate international law in a very specific but limited way. London says the measure is needed to clarify the Northern Ireland Protocol element of the Brexit agreement the UK signed last January. Britain is scheduled to complete its break with the European bloc in December. Reuters reports there was an air attack in Yemen early today, carried out by the Saudi-led coalition in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying there were 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and apparently targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Could peace be in the offing in Afghanistan? That remains to be seen. But Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents are formally ushering in the beginning of historic talks aimed at ending nearly 2 decades of war. Among those on hand in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." The actual talks are set to start tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Top early issues in Doha, an immediate ceasefire, and an agreement on protecting women's rights. Via remote, this is VOA News. Prosecutors in Germany say they'll investigate the case of Russian opposition political activist Alexei Navalny, who is being treated in Berlin for suspected poisoning, and hand the information to Moscow if he agrees. The German government had earlier said it had no jurisdiction because the alleged nerve agent poisoning took place in Russia. Moscow claims it has seen no evidence Navalny was poisoned and yesterday said it would ask to send investigators to Berlin. Alexei Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's highest profile critic. He was flown to Germany last month after becoming violently ill while traveling from Siberia to Moscow. Navalny supporters call it attempted murder. At least 50 people are thought to have died in the collapse of an artisanal gold mine near Kimutunga in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The cave-in occurred yesterday following heavy rains. Photos and videos on social media showed hundreds of people near the mine shaft entrance. Some could be heard wailing in grief. Here in the U.S., wildfires continue their brutal assault on the American West. The states of California, Oregon, and Washington have lost millions of acres to the flames, and the death count is on the rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Hundreds of others have been told to be ready themselves for evacuation. Though weather conditions are easing, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. More than 1,500 square miles have been scorched, nearly twice the area affected by fire in a typical year. The major worry now is that two gigantic fires in the state will merge, posing an even greater danger to Oregon's most populated region. In California, there is a search for victims north of San Francisco, as nearly 15,000 firefighters battle more than 24 blazes across the northern part of the state. The deadliest has so far claimed 9 lives, but 19 people are unaccounted for. Many of the places to be searched remain too hot for rescue teams to enter. And this is just the beginning of the fall fire season. In neighboring Washington, Governor Jay Inslee says flames the last 5 days have made his state's second worst fire season ever true. He blamed the effects of climate change, saying, quote, "This is not an act of God. This has happened because we have changed the climate." For the second straight day, India is reporting a record daily jump in new coronavirus infections, 97,570. The global pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University, nearly 28.5 million infections and a death toll of 916,000. Thousands of people marched in Auckland, New Zealand today protesting the government's latest lockdown and social distancing laws. They were reimposed last month after a small coronavirus outbreak. The protesters were tightly packed. Many were not wearing masks. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and I'm Gene Randall.